This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Justine, what is achievement addiction?
When you get a bit of a high, a bit of a thrill, when you've done really well, right? You get, and this can be anything from acing a test to getting a job to kicking the goal to buying your house, for example, right? But it's all those things are worthy things and you should feel happy about them. But I think if you're an achievement addict, you might feel a little bit too good when that happens. And the way that we can understand that you're feeling too good is when you don't have those things, do you suddenly feel as though you're down in the dumps? It's like your reason for existence has just crumbled beneath you.
All right. So that's when something that feels too good actually tips over into something bad, something negative in your life. Have you had personal experience with this, Justine? Is this why you wanted to write this book?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I have extensive experience.
extensive?
I was raised in a Chinese family, and in my area of Sydney, there's a real, and all parts of Sydney, really, there's a real sense of the stereotype of the Asian overachieving students, right? They're excellent at maths. Everyone can cope with that. But if they're excellent at English too, it starts to mess with people's ideas about what it's okay for Asians to be good at. But I was good at all these things. I love to learn and I love school, etc. But it was really important for my parents that I went to a selective school. And I didn't manage to get into that selective school. And so I wound up with quite a fear, I suppose, hounding me about you need to succeed, you need to achieve. And even this meant that even if I was doing really well in my public school, I would kind of feel like, oh, this doesn't really rate. If I was going to a selective school, I'd only be like, I'd be very ordinary there. So don't be complacent, work hard.
Yes.
So
what did achievement addiction look like in your life then, Justine, as you got older?
Well, totally. You don't leave this habit behind, do you, when you finish school? On the one hand, there's a real obsession with I need to do well, I need to get high marks. But there's also, and this is where the addiction piece comes in, there's also a real rush when you've done something or when I've done something that I thought was really good. Actually, it does get actually worse. Procrastination, of course, perfectionism, all these things, if it's not done exactly the way that I would want it to happen, and if it doesn't succeed in the way that I want it to, then at times I felt like my world was coming apart because this part of it wasn't working well. But like, that's ridiculous to kind of judge the quality of your life in general in this one area, right?
Work. Yes, yes.
And getting things done.
Do you consider yourself now a recovering achievement addict?
I don't reckon I'm fully cured, so to speak, but it's about knowing the extent of the issue. Part of the reason I wrote this book is that I know a lot of women, really, who are like me. And I think all of us need to just really tune into the fact that our real value and our worth doesn't rest on our achievements. It's not about having a good resume. It's not about having a particular number of followers on social media or hitting an ideal weight or anything like that. Like, it really comes down to having a real sense of our worth and value. We say a lot of platitudes like, oh, you know, everyone's wonderful, everyone belongs, everyone's valuable. But I don't know whether we live in a world that can foster that sort of thinking. I think we really have to work hard to resist the constant times that we are rated, whether that's in terms of, you know, what postcode do you live in, what car do you drive, what kind of job do you have, what's your salary, etc. Like, there are all these ways that we get rated all the time. I think it really is an act of resistance to try and remember that our worth does not boil down to what we've achieved in life.
And so where did you find that worth is actually found? Like, what is the antidote to achievement addiction?
When I became a Christian, it absolutely stunned me that it's not as though you could study it and ace a test. Do you know what I mean? Like, if anything, the Christian story of life is very much that, you know what, all your best thinking got you here. And really, what you need to do is to recognize that you can't earn your way to God. You can't be your own salvation in some ways, right? The Christian story is that God has himself reached down and provided the means of your salvation. And all that is left for you to do is say thank you, right? And so it seems to me that the Christian gospel is, it's one of the rarest areas of life where you don't have to earn your passage. You don't have to earn your way in the world.
Yeah.
I think, and I say that it's not the only one, but I think a very profound clue is that when you experience the love of your family and like your parents and your friends. We know that the love that you feel with those people ideally does not boil down to how good you are at XYZ, right? It doesn't boil down to whether you got that job or whether you can read this many books this year and therefore confirm to yourself that, yes, I am a literate person. If anything, it might be a fingerprint or a bit of a clue to how what ultimate reality is like, what I believe God is like. Perhaps the love of parents and friends, ideally, is like a channel of God's love for us that doesn't depend on our worth and our contribution, but is actually a work of grace.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.